The Olympic Year is a series of programs outlining the events and music that shaped the last 40 years of the Olympic Games, from 1956 in Melbourne to 1996 in Atlanta. This week, 1976, Montreal, Canada. In 1970, when Montreal was named to host the Summer Olympics in 76, organisers estimated it would cost $310 million to stage the Games. However, due to mismanagement, labour disputes, inflation and a $100 million outlay for security to prevent another Munich, the final bill came to more than $1.5 billion, money that the city could not afford. Corruption was rife, as this Montreal city councillor explained.
It became like a massive pig trough, and all the porky pigs got their noses into the troughs. And it was all across the board, from the workers right up to the top. I found evidence that during the construction phase, contractors would send in truckloads of equipment, steel rods, etc., etc. They go in one gate, and they'd be checked in, and they go out the other gate, fully loaded, and they go around the corner, and they come back in. So for every truckload of real material that was delivered, we maybe got billed for 10 truckloads of material.
If that wasn't bad enough, right before the Games were scheduled to open in July, 32 nations, most of them from Black Africa, walked out when the International Olympic Committee refused to ban New Zealand because its national rugby team was touring racially segregated South Africa.
The Nigeria Olympic Committee has decided to withdraw from the 1976 Olympic Games as an eloquent protest at New Zealand's blatant disregard for human dignity by its avowed and open support and collaboration with racist South Africa in sport.
Taiwan also withdrew when communist China pressurized trading partner Canada to deny the Taiwanese the right to compete as the Republic of China, and the era of the Olympic boycott had begun.
For a new group to start out is almost impossible.
Yeah, no place would let us play. We had a gate crash. Some gigs, like, just used to go down over our PA, set it up, and we didn't know what was happening.
That's incredible. I mean, why is that, though? I mean, a new
the
band?
The whole scene is wound up completely to like, the big business bands. And anything new is a threat to them, and they just won't tolerate it.
As the Sex Pistols changed the face of music in the UK, the Games finally got started, with the main stadium not fully completed. The 76 Games, though, for all their problems, still produced some outstanding performances. 14-year-old Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci scored 6 perfect tens on her way to 3 gold medals.
Faultless. Absolutely faultless. Now, what are the judges going to say about that? And 10 has gone on the board. That's perfection. and that is Olympic history for Nadia Comăneci.
East Germany's Cornelia Ender won four times, while the US men won 12 of 13 gold medals in swimming. The only non-American victory came in the men's 100 metres breaststroke when Britain's David Wilkie took the laurels.
And Great Britain is going to win its first gold medal in swimming since 1960 when Anita Lonsdale won the 200. And it's Wilkie! And it's a new world record for David Wilkie. What a swim!
Field, American Ed Moses announced to the world that he would dominate the men's 400 metres hurdles for years to come when he won the gold medal in a new world record time. And Cuba's Alberto Wantarina became the first Cuban athlete to win Olympic gold. Not only once, but twice, winning the 400 and the 800 metres.
And Wantarina holding off the American is broken. Van Dam trying to get to Volhouter. But Cuba's first ever gold goes to White Lightning, Wantarina, a new world record for the man who is still a baby at the event.
Jimmy Carter, a Democrat, is the new president of the United States of America.
I'll do the best I can during this transition period from now till next January to continue to learn how to be a good president. And I've learned in the last 22 months, I believe, as well as any human being could have learned, what our people are, what we have been in the past, and what we can be. And I believe that this next 4 years, it's time for us to get together to correct our mistakes, to answer difficult questions, and to make our nation right. I want to thank all of you. I love everybody here. You've been great to me. Thank you very much.
Finland's Lassi Virran took the 5,000 and 10,000 metres in Munich 4 years previously. Britain's Brendan Foster had beaten Virran three times in the build-up to Montreal, but he was no match for the Finn. He won gold in the 5,000 and also in the 10,000 for a unique double-double.
Lassi Virran is about to write himself a page in Olympic history. He's kicked at the bell and little
Lopez, who's done all the work in this 10,000 metres final, now will not be able to catch him. I feel sure of that. The Finnish commentators sitting ahead of us are absolutely exultant. They have decided already, and I cannot disagree with them, that Lasse Vihren is going to be the winner, and little Tony Simmons is making a break way, way back, though, but in fourth place, and he might even catch Brendan Foster. That's Simmons' target now. I don't think Foster has seen him. Simmons is about 50 metres down on Foster and is trying hard to overtake him for the bronze medal position. Meanwhile, the eyes of 70,000 people switch to the home straight and see the figure of Lasse Vihren of Finland glancing over his shoulder, certain now to win the gold medal just as he did in Munich 4 years ago. The stadium rises to Lasse Vihren of Finland. He has made history. He has joined Zatopek and Nurmi as a double gold medal winner. Then it's Lopez of Portugal in second place, then a desperate race for the bronze medal. Little Tony Simmons is putting everything into this final 50 metres, but he's not going to do it. Brendan Foster takes the bronze for Great Britain. Tony Simmons comes in fourth. Gloria remained in his fifth.
Vihren missed a third gold when he was placed fifth in the marathon.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years.
New Zealander John Walker won the men's 1500 metres ahead of Ivo van Damme of Belgium and Paul-Heinz Wellmann of West Germany. The final was heartbreak for Ireland's Eamon Coughlan, who finished fourth despite leading with one lap to go. Four Americans who became household names during the Games were the Catalan winner Bruce Jenner and three future world boxing champions, Sugar Ray Leonard and the Spinks brothers, Michael and Leon.
The American seems to take this right hand of the Cuban, unlike any of the other boxers we've seen here, who just folded underneath it. This American took one there and now is coming back again. Gets his own right in and the Cuban goes down flat on his face. And will he get up from that? He is. He's struggling up, but his legs are like jelly. He nearly topples over backwards. It's going to be the remainder of the count will be while he's standing. He's stopped it. The Cuban really couldn't go on there. So Leon Spinks of the United States wins the fifth gold medal here for America and the second for the Spinks family, and that is unique.
Apart from the spiralling costs of the Games, the biggest controversy came in the modern pentathlon. Russian Army Major Boris Onyshenko was second going into the fencing, and one of his opponents was Britain's Jim Fox. Onyshenko lunged at Fox, but missed as the British pentathlete scored a hit. However, the light came on, showing a score for the Russian. After his FA was examined, he was found to have a device in the handle to set off the scoring mechanism, even if he missed. Onyshenko, the world champion, was sent home a disgrace and banned for life. The 1976 Olympic Games in Montreal, Canada. A time of corruption, Lasse Vihren and Nadia Comăneci. Next week, 1980, Moscow.